Today, banking looks much different. But at Patterson State Bank, our passion to serve our community and customers has remained number one. With three convenient locations and high-tech technologies to serve you, Patterson State Bank is banking done with care. Find out more at PattersonStateBank.com.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll give you a recap of Game 3 in the best-of-five series in the semifinals of the 2022 WNBA playoffs between the Las Vegas Aces and Seattle Storm and the Chicago Sky and Connecticut Sun. It's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org. So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. When we talk about games that have happened in the WNBA throughout the 26-year history of the organization, the WNBA has had some classic players and some classic games. And we had a classic game in Game 3 of the WNBA playoff semifinals between the number one seed Las Vegas Aces and the fourth seed Seattle Storm. The game went to overtime with the Aces winning 110-98, but this was drama from start to finish in this game. It was close from start to finish. If you missed this game, I'll tell you one thing, man. We've got the highlights for you and then some. So currently, let's pick up right where we left off. Let's pick up very late in the fourth quarter. Seattle has an 89-85 lead after Jewel Lloyd makes both of her free throws. So Seattle has a commanding 89-85 lead. But one person that's been clutch for the Aces since she's been a part of the franchise, and that's Raquna Williams, a.k.a. Bebe. She came in and knocked down a clutch three-pointer and definitely brought some relief to the Aces in the process. And I got to tell you one thing. If you haven't watched the Aces this year and you haven't watched Bebe Williams, I'll tell you one thing. She's been outstanding. Here's the clutch three-pointer.
Williams. Wilson and Plum, the others on the floor for Vegas. Williams, a great look, knocks down another three. It's a one-point game. Don't go away yet.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company, and that was Ryan Rucco on the call. And the last words he said was, don't go away. That's right. You shouldn't have. I hope you didn't go away when you watched this game. So after Bebe Williams hit the three-pointer, Las Vegas, Seattle's lead was cut 89-88. So after Tina Charles was fouled by Asia Wilson, Charles missed both of the free throws. So Seattle remained with the 89-88 lead. And Asia Wilson, what can you say about Asia, the franchise player for the Seattle, for the Las Vegas Aces, coming up big in the clutch, as always, and she came up big with this clutch basket. Here's how it went down.
Game three, Gray looking in, lobs to Wilson. Wilson one-on-one, dives in, Wilson finishes and gives Vegas the lead. Asia Wilson puts Vegas in front by one with 2.7 to go in the fourth.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company, Ryan Rucco, on the call. So after Asia Wilson knocked down that critical shot with 2.9 seconds left, Las Vegas had the lead 90-89. I mentioned about Asia Wilson being a franchise player and being one of the cornerstones of the WNBA. But Sue Bird, 21 seasons, phenomenal in every sense of the word, and she was phenomenal when she knocked down this clutch three-pointer. Here's how it happened.
Williams into Bird in the corner. You bet! She's done it again! Sue Bird! Are you kidding me? The clutch gene of Sue Bird. Holy cow!
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company. And that was Ryan Rucco and Rebecca Lobo on the call. And the last words that Rebecca said was, holy cow. And I tell you what, watching that game and seeing Sue knock that three-pointer down, she definitely has had that clutch gene for so many seasons, and the clutch gene was in full force in this contest. So with 1.9 seconds left, Sue Bird's clutch three-pointer gave Seattle the lead once again, 92 to 90. But again, we're not done just yet. Jackie Young came up big in this game. Here's how it happened.
Gray lobs it in. Young to tie. Banks it home. And we will have overtime. Jackie Young. Magbegor puts her arms down rather than up. And Young ends up with an uncontested layup.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company, Ryan Ruckel on the call. So Jackie Young nails a buzzer beater at the end of regulation to tie the game at 92 to send the game into overtime. After instant replay, the call stood. Young beat the buzzer, and at the end of regulation, the game was tied at 92. So we begin the overtime period. Seattle hit some clutch shots, but in the end, it was all about Las Vegas, and it was all about Chelsea Gray. Chelsea came in and knocked down some critical shots in this contest. And I'll tell you one thing, Chelsea Gray has been clutch for a long time, but this season, it's just been something special about Chelsea. Chelsea's knocked down her shots. Chelsea has just been so on point, and she was on point in this game, helping the Aces beat Seattle. Here's Chelsea in action.
Gray elevates and finishes. Here's Gray. Bounces away. Bravo pick and knocked down the three. Gray just dumped it off history. Flips it in. Easy bucket for Asia Wilson.
Ryan.
Sue Bird, 2-for-4 from the floor, has been more aggressive with her shot in this first quarter. Gray knocks down enough. Gray, difficult bucket. Gray isolated on Charles. Gray gives it up in the corner. Williams gets loose and knocks down the three. And now Vegas can jump back in front. Strong dishes. Gray finds Stokes, cutting and finishing. Gray, the weak side rebound. Now she pushes pace for Vegas. Gray in control and catch. Gray, one-on-one with Magbegor. She got it.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company. That's Ryan Ruckel on the call. So Chelsea Gray handled her business, and she just went off in the overtime period against the Seattle Storm. And the Aces were going to beat the Storm in overtime. Final score, 110-98. Here are the final stats for Las Vegas. Asia Wilson had a double-double with 34 points and 11 rebounds. Chelsea Gray had 29 points and 12 assists, giving her a double-double. Kelsey Plum finished with 16 points. Raquna Williams finished with 14 points. And Kia Stokes finished with 9 points and 12 rebounds. On the losing end for Seattle, Jewel Lloyd had 17 points. Brianna Stewart had 20 points and 15 rebounds, giving her a double-double. Tina Charles finished with 16 points. Sue Bird had 17 points. Stephanie Talbot hit some key shots in this game. She had 12 points. And Ezzie Magbegor finished with 10 points. Las Vegas leads the series 2-1. What a thrilling game this was. I mean, I watched this from start to finish, man, and this was exciting. This was exciting. This was the best of the best. This was professionals at work doing their job, handling their business, and both teams really played hard. But in the end, only one team stood tall, and this was the Las Vegas Aces. At the end of the game, Asia Wilson and Chelsea Gray gave post-game comments.
Just get a bucket. At the end of the day, that's what it's going to come down to. Possession, possession. You got to get a bucket. We got to go out here and hoop. They know our stuff. We know our stuff. So at this point, we just playing. Jackie, get a bucket. At the end of the day, Jackie, go ahead and do your thing. Like, we're pros. This is what we do. This is our living. So this is what we're supposed to do. I want Jackie to make that shot. Just locking in all the way. Making reads. It's the same shot. It's not anything out of the ordinary. We practice this stuff. But it was a hell of a team fight, man. Defensively, I mean, it was back and forth for a while. That's what playoff basketball is all about. Just making reads. We were watching film. I've been watching a lot of film of how to make adjustments from game 1 to 2, 2 to 3. You got to make adjustments within the game, and so I knew that their on-ball defense and their pick and rolls, they were going to change some stuff up, so just making reads out of that. Team effort for 40 minutes, just mentally tough for 40 minutes. Same thing, same fight, defensive mindset, and lock in.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company. So Asia and Chelsea basically saying the keys to victory was the defense came through in the overtime period, but they talked about the shots that got them over the hump. Jackie Young knocking down that key shot to send the game in the overtime. Bebe Williams handling her business. Asia handled her business, and then Chelsea handled her business doing what she needed to do to help the Aces get that lead and to secure the victory in overtime. So, again, the final score in Game 3, Las Vegas 110, Seattle 98 in overtime. Las Vegas leads the series 2-1. Man, what a game that was. We move along now to Game 3 in the series between the number 2 seed defending champion Chicago Sky going up against the 3rd seed Connecticut Sun. Chicago would win 76-72. For the Sky, Candace Parker had a double-double with 16 points and 11 rebounds. Kalia Copper finished with 15 points. Emma Mieseman finished with 13 points. And Courtney Vandersloot had 12 points. Here's Candace at the end of the game.
No, I just think our mentality, has to be, especially when you're coming into a hostile environment like this. Like, we know Connecticut is a physical team. We know that, we have our work cut out. Playing them. And we knew Game 3 was going to be a grind. And that's what we try to do. We try to, evolve and adjust to the circumstance and adjust to the game. And I think that, when we're able to do that, we came out on top just because we were able to adjust to how physical the game was and, what we needed to do.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So, Candace Parker, again, we talk about cornerstone players in the history of the WNBA, and Candace Parker just continuing to be a consistent force in the league, and she's been consistent in her second season with the Chicago Sky. Let's move along now to head coach James Wade. Here's what he had to say at the end of the game.
I mean, you have to in this type of environment. It's the playoffs, so we have to build. We have to play on what we built throughout the season, and one thing that we've prided ourselves is playing together throughout adversity, and I thought that we did a good job of it. We responded well to their runs. We didn't have any lulls, and even though it was a defensive and physical battle, I thought that we were up for the challenge, and we came out victorious.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Chicago Sky head coach James Wade talking about being prepared for the physical play that Connecticut brings to the table, and Chicago was prepared, and Coach Wade's game plan worked as they were able to get the victory in Game 3. Let's move along now to Chicago Sky forward Emma Mieseman, and here's what Emma had to say at the end of the game.
I think we've had a lot of close games this season, so we kind of know what we have to do, and especially against this team, I have to be very physical to get something open. Mm-hmm. And I think in the end that we did a really good job of moving the ball a couple of times. I don't think it was even a play. We just kept on moving and, playing beautiful basketball, like we call it. And that's what got us open.
And James.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Emma just basically talking about how they've had a couple of close games in the series and how they just had to stick to the game plan and get the victory. And that's what they did. It was a close one, but they were able to pull off the victory. Let's move along now to the other side of the ball and the losing side, Connecticut Sun head coach Kurt Miller. Here's what he had to say at the end of the game.
We've talked a lot in this series of how hard we have to play and how trying to make it messy. We got the game the way that we truly believe we can be successful. Our defensive energy and effort was unwavering tonight, even when they made some plays. Excited again that we got the game in the style of play that we think we can be very successful. Unfortunately, we didn't get to the finish line, but our players have to leave confidence that we can make games against Chicago messy and the type of style that we want and desire to have.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So you've heard Connecticut Sun head coach Kurt Miller throughout this series say making the games messy. We have to make the games messy, meaning that it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be clean all the time. But if we could just be physical, you know, have the grit and the grind and the defense and let our rebounding get points in the paint, that's good enough. And knowing Coach Miller, he's definitely going to watch the tape and definitely he's going to, you know, they only have one day to get it together. And believe you me, Coach Miller is going to have to get it together because Chicago is in a great space right now with a 2-1 series lead. Let's stay with Connecticut for a moment. Here's Sun forward Dawana Bonner at the end of the game.
I know it happened to me in the first half, but I wasn't really worried about it after I regrouped. But for everybody else, we're still going to go in there. We're still going to try to get it in there. That's what everybody knows we play through the paint. So we just got to do a better job of finishing.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Dawana just kind of piggybacking off of what Coach Miller was saying. They have to clean up the turnovers. They have to get better. And also on top of that, too, they have to finish strong. And they didn't finish strong. And when you're dealing with a team with the playoff experience and championship experience like Chicago, you have to close out games. And Dawana was just saying they've got to get better in closing out games. And we have Connecticut Sun guard Natisha Heideman. Here's what she's had to say at the end of the game.
I would just say, you know, there's a lot of attention on everybody, and I'm just shooting the shots that I get, that I'm open, and they're going in, and we got a game plan, and we just got to execute it. So when we're executing the game plan, everybody's getting touches, everybody's getting shots.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So what Natisha was saying was they got to execute, and they didn't execute down the stretch. Chicago was nailing those important shots. Connecticut, they had open looks. They couldn't get it done. And I don't want to piggyback or point anybody out, but Sun guard Courtney Williams, if you watch that game, Courtney missed some important shots in this game. She missed a lot of layups. There were a lot of shots that she could have knocked down, and it just didn't go in the way she wanted it to. So they've got to knock those shots down. They've got to execute better because Chicago, when you miss your shots against a team like Chicago, guess what? They smell blood, and they're going for it, and that's what happened in this game. So, again, the final score in game three of the series between the Chicago Sky and the Connecticut Sun, Chicago 76, Connecticut 72. So, again, for the Sky, Candace Parker had a double-double, 16 points and 11 rebounds. Kalia Copper, 15 points. Emma Mieseman, 13 points. Courtney Vandersloot, 12 points. And for Connecticut, Dawana Bonner had a double-double with 18 points and 11 rebounds. Alyssa Thomas only had 6 points, but she had 13 rebounds. Brianna Jones finished with 12 points. Natisha Heideman had 14 points. And Jonquel Jones only scored 6 points. Chicago leads the series 2-1. So the current series leads that we have is that Las Vegas leads the series 2-1 over Seattle, and Chicago leads the series 2-1 over Connecticut. So still a lot of basketball to be played, man. But Seattle, they're in trouble. Connecticut is in trouble. Both of those teams have their backs against the wall as Las Vegas and Chicago look to close out their respective series in the best of five. That's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and we'll talk to you again soon.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too.
There's a deal for every breakfast strategist at McDonald's.
Like a sausage biscuit or hot and spicy McChicken biscuit with hash browns for $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
It's the simple things that are oh so marvelous. With rich, creamy, non-dairy Planet Oat oat milk. Like coffee. The first cup mixed with a little Planet Oat. That's pretty marvelous. Or Planet Oat in a bowl of cereal. Sharing a laugh on Saturday morning. But don't forget about Mom's Planet Oat mac and cheese. It's so ooey gooey. Yep, there's so many moments that are more marvelous with Planet Oat. Rich, creamy, non-dairy oat milk. Oh, what a planet.